I have a few words to share about our prayer. Then I'd like you to look in the bulletin, because the only prayer we're going to offer is the Lord's Prayer, but using the words most true to the Gospels. Rather than trespasses, we're going to use debts. Forgive us our debts. Forgive us our debtors. So a few words. What could it look like then for the church to practice Jubilee? To live as redeemed people offering redemption, to share the burdens of the uninsured, the homeless veterans, the poor immigrants, and unemployed single parents. Can we work towards the sending away of their debts as we share the abundance of our resources? I wonder. Of course, canceling debts is bad business. Truthfully, who would look to Jesus for financial advice? A rich young man made that mistake once, and few since have actually followed suit. Yet is this not what Jesus meant when he said, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors"? Jesus points to the employer who pays a day's wage for an hour's work as a picture of God. Jesus thinks that fields of flowers are a model for financial security, here today, gone tomorrow. He talks of sharing and provision. He seems to think that the economy serves the community, while we are told in numerous and insidious ways that it's the other way around, right? We can only live as the market dictates. Well, perhaps noting that Jubilee didn't catch on, Jesus didn't put it in his ministry program. He put it in our prayer. It can be said that at the center of the gospel is this prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. It's gospel in miniature, our Father who art in heaven. We've been praying this prayer for 2,000 years, and at the very center, at the very core of this prayer is forgiveness. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Forgive us our debts. It's not just a spiritual thing, it's financial. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgiven. Each week, as we proclaim this prayer together, we are reminded that the church is meant as a Jubilee community. Somehow, our extension of forgiveness is mysteriously connected to God's forgiveness. Our offering of forgiveness, in all its varied forms, moves us towards a day when God will bring the whole world to its ultimate jubilee. Forgiveness is messy. Forgiveness is complicated, but forgiveness is freedom. So where do you need forgiveness on this day? And where do you hear Jesus whisper to you by the Spirit opportunities to extend forgiveness to someone else? Where do you long to see sins, debts, or trespasses sent away and let go personally around the world? Sins, trespasses, debts, forgiveness, freedom. May we be a Jubilee people who pray this every morning, evening, and moments in between. And so let us pray the Lord's Prayer and follow with a brief time of silence as we reflect on Christ's inauguration of an age of Jubilee, to pray in the quietness of our hearts about Sabbath, about rest and freedom, and justice and mercy. Let's pray. The words are in the bulletin if you need them, using debts. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.